Xerox reported today that its profits fell about 2% last quarter compared with the same period a year ago, in part because of lower demand in its printing business. It is a disappointing report in a week of generally strong earnings reports from corporate America, led by Facebook and Apple in the tech industry, Ford in the car industry, and U.S. air carriers, which reported record profits. Julie Neiman is a financial analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She joins us from St. Louis to talk about all this. And Julie, let's start with Amazon, which reported yesterday, and the company's CEO, Jeff Bezos, is saying, well, we're taking our short-term loss right now. It wasn't a very good report because we're investing in the future, so we have big money coming in later. Is that what's happening with Amazon?
That's exactly the policy. He always has looked for the future. He's willing to take the near-term hit for a long-term growth. That's his policy, and that's what should really console investors, that he manages earnings for long-term profitability, not short-term profits, unlike a lot of companies.
Well, talk about that. Are a lot of companies not doing that?
Executive bonuses typically are pegged to short-term results. When you have a manager that is really looking at building an enterprise for the long run, that's a marvelous thing to behold. That's the kind of investment you should be looking at rather than somebody who's just looking to the bonus he's going to get for the next quarter.
Although it's a gamble, isn't it? It's a risk. You could lose that gamble.
It is, but if you take a look at what he's done so far, they've all been calculated risks. I mean, everybody knows the drone is not going to be in your zone anytime in the near future. But just the fact that they're looking at all alternatives for distribution is very impressive.
Well, it wasn't just Amazon in the tech sector that came out with earnings this week. We also heard from Facebook, very strong earnings from Facebook. What do you make of what's happening there?
Everybody, especially the kids, were saying Facebook is yesterday's news, old stuff. They've come back roaring simply because they have new products out there, new attractions, and a lot of signups. Unfortunately for the kids, it's coming from the old geezers. I don't want mom liking me on my website here. But they are appealing to absolutely everybody now, and they do have new products out coming for the young and the restless.
Well, and we also heard from the airlines and some really stunning reports there. American Airlines saying that it's going to give its first dividend since 1980, and Southwest saying our profits are so good, we're going to give every employee $200. What's happening in the airline world?
Oh, the skies are friendly for virtually all of the airlines. All of them are investing in dividend shares, dividend resumption, and share buybacks. That's the neat thing. So they're looking at shareholder value. Now, longer term, they're going to have to see a replacement of the fleet, more fuel efficiency. As the economy grows, they're going to have to spend more on new jets coming out, and that's going to put pressure on them. But for now, it's shareholder value, repurchasing their shares, and instituting dividends.
But what about those fees? Is that where they're making their money mostly at this point, is charging you to bring luggage on board or charging you to have a seat next to the window or whatever it might be?
Well, you've gotten everything from totally abusive Ryanair, which charges you to use the restroom. They backed off on that, to full service, which is still Southwest Air. So bottom line is customers are semi-cost conscious when you're coming out of a recovery. They don't like to be nickel and dime to death. That's why you've seen huge traffic pick up in the Southwest Airlines area. So customer service is going to be a factor. And they also want full disclosure, which has been a huge problem, finding out how much you're really paying for the ticket after you add in taxes, tip, transportation, and everything else they like to throw on there. The baggage is an annoyance for most people, but they're sullen, not rebellious.
Well, and the ticket prices in general seem to be going up as these airlines consolidate.
And they are. And you're flying full. You're flying squeezed in. So it's very competitive at this point. But airlines are really getting into the job of managing the routes and managing them tightly. And if they don't see sufficient traffic, you'll be cut off.
Okay. What about Detroit, Julie? Ford is reporting record profits in North America. And the first time since 2011, it has made money in Europe, but mixed results from GM. And of course, it doesn't seem like a week goes by where GM doesn't issue some recall.
You're going to continue to see very strong earnings in the automotive market simply because the average age of a car in the United States is a little below 11 years. What that means is everybody has AAA on speed dial and they're driving close to the curb. The replacement cycle is going to continue on, and the financing is still really, really good. Very low interest rates, affordability is a key factor. In fact, most of the new loans coming out right now are in the automotive area, so this is really a good benefit here. GM's problems are very company-specific on the recalls. If you look at the recalls across all the others, you're looking at things that ordinarily would have been a service bulletin, but everybody's getting a little paranoid about this and issuing recalls for absolutely everything. So it's becoming somewhat diffused. I think GM will come back because they've been rather forthright under the new management, but they're still in a case of where they're pulling open drawers from the old management and finding very alarming things.
All right, Julie, we talked about the world's largest online retailer, Amazon. Let's talk about the world's largest retailer, Walmart, which is not going to report earnings for a few weeks, but sales have been sluggish recently. What's going on with Walmart?
Well, Wally is a recession stock. When you are going into a recession, and by the way, in my opinion, it was a depression, not a recession, even though you're capitalizing Great Recession, those are the stocks that do well when nobody has any money. You're very cost sensitive. You're still buying utilities. You're still buying your health care. You're still buying food. And that's when Walmart, the Family Dollar Star, they all do very well. But Walmart is also seeing its profit margins squeezed to some extent simply because costs are going up in China and other places for production. The cost of production is going up. So their profit margins are not as good as they have been in the past, and people are moving off to alternatives as well. So that's the crunch that Walmart is seeing.
If you take a step back and look at all that you've talked about, it does seem like, with the exception of Walmart there, that companies in the U.S. are doing pretty well. What does that tell you about where we are with the economy and with jobs?
Well, it says that manufacturing is not dead, industry is not dead, and jobs are coming back slowly. Now, we can talk about the quality of jobs. The quality of jobs is not good, but at least we're going back to work, getting a few extra coins in the jeans, and starting to spend again. There are going to be a lot of fits and starts. This recession was so devastating that you're looking at structural difficulties now, and those are going to be long-term. On the good news, though, the Fed and all central banks are going to keep interest rates and free money daggum close to zero, just so they don't squash any kind of recovery at this point in time. So they won't be a problem with the recovery. It's not going to do much to help, but it won't hurt. So the key thing here is the slow, gradual animal spirits, if you will, finally lifting the economy coming out. This is no horse race that we're looking at here. What we're looking at is the economy is coming back from a snail's pace, and now we're all the way up to a turtle trot.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Julie Nieman, a financial analyst with Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis. Julie, thank you.
You bet.